We know Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Their highest sloka is Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Braja. And everybody telling it also. And Mahaprabhu summarily dismissed external. Bhajya means external. It is external religion, it is not internal religion. Then I asked Srila Guru Maharaj, why it is external? Extremely surrendered to Krishna. But why it is external? She goes on fully surrendered to Krishna. That is sufficient. And Guru Maharaj smiled. Then he told, why you know? He surrendered, no doubt. But there is no service chance. He will get service or not to get. It is not mentioned there. And what service he will get, that's also not mentioned there. What will do? He is surrendered. Okay, surrender. All the sinful work, not will do. Okay, that's good. If any sin will try to come attack him, by the power of Krishna, it will go out. But that man, what will do? What is duty of that man? Here is not mentioned. Yeah. Then I understand why Mahaprabhu is saying it is extant. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. And why? We understand that. Then they are in Dwapar Yuga. Their religion was within the varnashram dharma. And their Kshatriya's religion is that standing in their own line, without attachment, they will try to fight. That was their duty. Kshatriya means soldier in the society. They are Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And Kshatriya's duty, they will protect that kingdom and they will manage that kingdom under guidance of the Brahmins. Then they will fight, that is their religion. But Mahaprabhu summarily dismissed all. Mahaprabhu said, no, it is not religion. Actually, religion of Jivasava, it is Seva to Krishna, service to Krishna, that is their own religion. He said, Eho Bhajya, it is external. Then when Ramananda Rai said, one by one, he is telling and he also testing how much know Mahaprabhu. Then when he said, Jnani prayasa mudupasya namanta eva jivantishan mukuritam bhavadiya vartam. Sthane sthita sruti gatam tanuvang manovir je prayasa jita jita pashita istrajam. He is the best. Who the garbage of their mind, the gyan, knowledge, throwing out this way. Prayasam udapasya. Udapasya, that means knowledge garbage. Knowledge is like garbage. And who is throwing out to take it far and surrender to Krishna, jivanti, shanmukharidam bhavatiyavar. Surrender to Krishna and living within association of the sadhus and hearing the Krishna katha from the sadhu and servicing the Vaishnava. Jivanti shanmukharitang bhavatiya bhakta. Anywhere and any position he can stay, he is the good devotee. When Ramananda Rai said it, Mahaprabhu said, yes, if I can recognize. But proceed on more. It is not final, actually. Then one by one stage comes, and lastly, when Ramananda Rai told paramour love, then Mahaprabhu covered his mouth by hand. Not never. I understand. You are the highest treasurer. Now I understand. Now you tell me which way we shall get in that position. Process. Huh? এই সাধ্য বোধি সুনিশ্চয় কৃপা করি কহরায় পাবার উপায়।
নাও
You have seen Prabhu, eh? They will pass to middle of the road. And that is very clean. And they cannot tolerate clean position. Then Mahaprabhu said, if you have that type of anchor, you will get it. And Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mukti Priyatam Jati Kuto Pilantati. If anywhere you will see that type of devotion, that living everything, Asamaho Charana Renu Jusamaho Shyam Vrindavane Kino Pikulam Taro Lato Sadhina Sho Dusta Jan Sajana Marjo Patricha Hitra This is life. Buddha, he said, to see the Prajavasi's mood of devotion, he turned to see that. Narada Goswami comes to see the Krishna. And Krishna wants to show some extreme devotional mood of Prajavasi. And what is that? Wants to show to Narada. Then Narada asked, oh my lord, how are you? And Krishna said, I am not feeling well. My headache today. Huh? You are suffering from headache. Yes, Narada, I am suffering from headache. Very difficulty to remove it. You are lord, you know what is the medicine. We use that medicine. We don't go out. Yes, I know that medicine, but who will give that medicine? I do not know. And where you will get that outside? Oh, you are now here. You can arrange for me something. Then, what is medicine? If anybody will give their dust of the feet, and if I rub here, then it will. Oh, this is so high. Oh, you go somewhere, you can bring it. But Sri Narada gone. Everywhere, Brahmins and rishis, munis, they said, oh, we shall give dust of it. Impossible, you are foolish. Why you come here? Nonsense, go. And Krishna is Bhagavan. His wills is sufficient. He can remove it easily. He is testing you, go, 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 get out. And they make all get out to Narada. Then Narada come back and not happy. Krishna asks, Narada, have you gone? Narada said, no, Prabhu, nobody give. Who will give it up to you? You are the Lord. And they all afraid, and it is natural. Oh, Narada. I am still suffering and you cannot arrange. You went to Brajadham, Brajadham. There you can go. There is my father, mother, many. My friends, girlfriends, many are there. You can go ask them. Oh, I am not going there. Go, go, go. Can we? That's a very serious answer. Then Narada gone to the Brajavasi and looking Narada, the gopis come. Very eagerly, how is our Lord? How is our friend? This way. And Narada said, yes, everything is okay, there are no difficulty, but Krishna suffering from headache. And I come to you, gopis said, what? You cannot remove that. You are very dizzy. You have big tari, big beard. You cannot remove that. You have done much tapasya. And Narada said, no, it is very hard to remove. That is, Lord said it. It is not ordinary. In which way we shall remove? We are diseased only. But what is medicine? You tell us, we shall try in the jungle. Oh, medicine is very difficult. I have not got anywhere, but a very simple thing. Feed dust, if anybody will give feed dust to Krishna, and Krishna makes some rub there, and it will go. This is, and you are waiting for that. Take as you like from our leg. And they are brushing their leg and give much feed dust to Narada. Take it and go. Quick. Give relief to Krishna. Oh, you are not fearful? What for fear? Krishna is our life. If he is not well, what we shall do with our life? You go, 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 don't debate with us. Go. And Narada gone and given to Krishna, and Narada stand to see that mood of devotion. And Narada's praise to Krishna, Prabhu, I have got new eyes. I have seen the glories of the Prajapati. How much they have affection for you, you cannot. They are living very simply. But heart is very proud. And they are fully surrendered and eager to serve your Lordship. And Krishna smiled and told to Narada, now you understand this. And Krishna sent also Uddhava. And Uddhava said that shloka. It is Uddhava's shloka. Asamaho charana remi visham aham syam Vrindavane kimapikul malatau shadina jo dustajan sajanam arjya papancha hitta bhejur mukunda padavim sruti bhir vidita. When Uddhava went to the Vrindavan, taking some news from Krishna, and Vrajagopi all intoxicated to see form of Uddhava, that is Uddhava also like Krishna, come to them. And they praise first and they chastise, heavily chastise Krishna with their mood. And which way they are living to see that, Uddhava was very astonished. And see their mood of devotion, Uddhava thinking, if I get it little bit, then I am getting always association of Krishna, living with Krishna, food, taking food with Krishna, sleeping with Krishna sometimes. But I have not this type of fortune, as I have seen in Vrajanam. Then Uddhava told it, it is my desire, any life if I get it, not maybe today, but life after life, if I get this type of devotional mood, I must be satisfied. And what mood? Nāśāmaho charana renu duṣāmahaṁśyam. What is my desire? I want to be here to take a form of grass in the road. In the way, I want to take a form as grass where walking the Brajavasi. Walking Brajavasi, and through their walk, some dust will come to my head. And I want to stay like a grass there, and wants to take their foot dust in my head. Vrindavane kimapi kulmatulatoshade. Maybe you want grass or maybe you want tree, a small plant, anything. I want to take that form here in Vrindavan, in the roadside, while walking the Buddhist. I need their feet dust. That is the main thing. And why? that jo dustajan sajanam arjupatam sehita. We cannot leave that type of attachment, attraction, everything they leave for Krishna. Dustajan. Easily not, maybe trying very heavily, but cannot leave that attachment with others. But they live very easily. Sajanam, mani relatives. Arjapatam means Vedic culture and their religion. They leave everything for Krishna. What need suti in the form of the body? Suti, they pray to Krishna. We need it, we need it. And suti stop in Srimad Bhagavatam, you see. Very hard. Veda suti. Jo dustajan sajanam arjupatam chehita. They are all religion, all affection with their relatives or anything. They leave everything for the Krishna service. And that type of mood I have not seen anywhere. Then I want to be here a little plant for to stay or some grass for. Then I shall get to that goodness and that is sufficient for me. I do not want to be like them. Only their fitness is sufficient, he told me. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Very nice. Asamaho charana renu dushama hansyam vrindavane kimapi gulumalato sadhina jo dustajan sajana marchu patanche hitta bhejur mukunda padavim suti virvidi. This is our only hope by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj. If one day we will get that mood of devotion, we will be satisfied with that. This mundane world is nothing. It is nothing. So today it is in our front, tomorrow it will go from my front. There is no guarantee of life, no guarantee of money, no guarantee of anything. It is actually prison house. We are living in the prison house. Nobody will think prison house is my house. But we are foolish, we are thinking this prison house is my house. And that is our bad fortune. But one day by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, we will get that. And we will be satisfied with our service. Now Mohan calling.